Keely came to his help, and then Oin and Gloin. They tugged and tugged, and suddenly they all fell over on their backs. Bilbo was on the lookout, however, caught the rope, and with a piece of stick fended off the little black boat as it came rushing across the stream. "Help!" he shouted, and Balin was just in time to seize the boat before it floated off down the current. "It was tied after all," said he, looking at the snapped painter that was still dangling from it. "That was a good pull, my lads, and a good job that our rope was the stronger."
"Who'll cross first?" asked Bilbo.
"I shall," said Thorin, "and you will come with me, and Feely and Balin. That's as many as the boat will hold at a time. After that, Keely, and Oin, and Gloin, and Dori. Next, Ori and Nori, Bifur and Bofa, and last, Dwalin and Bomba."
"I'm always last, and I don't like it," said Bomba. "It's somebody else's turn today."
"You shouldn't be so fat. As you are, you must be with the last and lightest boatload. Don't start grumbling against orders, or something bad'll happen to you."
"There aren't any oars. How are you going to push the boat back to the far bank?" asked the hobbit.
"Give me another length of rope and another hook," said Feely.
And when they had got it ready, he cast into the darkness ahead, and as high as he could throw it. Since it did not fall down again, they saw that it must have stuck in the branches.
"Get in now," said Feely, "and one of you haul on the rope that's stuck in a tree on the other side. One of the others must keep hold of the hook we used at first, and when we're safe on the other side, he can hook it on, and you can draw the boat back."
In this way, they were all soon on the far bank, safe across the enchanted stream. Dwalin had just scrambled out with a coiled rope on his arm, and Bomba, still grumbling, was getting ready to follow, when something bad did happen. There was a flying sound of hooves on the path ahead. Out of the gloom came suddenly the shape of a flying deer. It charged into the dwarves and bowled them over, then gathered itself for a leap. High it sprang and cleared the water with a mighty jump. But it didn't reach the other side in safety. Thorin was the only one who had kept his feet and his wits. As soon as they had landed, he had bent his bow and fitted an arrow in case any hidden guardian of the boat appeared. Now he sent a swift and sure shot into the leaping beast.